This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, finally Friday, September 20th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for today. Today, we have Paul Fernandez in-house today. So when Paul Fernandez is here, you know, he tends to take over my show, and then I just follow the lead and say, okay, just talk. And then Paul is here. He tends to promote different activities that is happening in the Bahamas and things Guardian Radio and Guardian, what do you call it? It's called a Guardian group of companies?
Guardian Media.
Okay. And thanks for correcting me. I should know that by now because I've been doing this for the past couple of months with you coming on.
It's a lot of entities. It's Printmasters, it's the Nassau Guardian, it's Star 106 Hits, and it's the Guardian Radio.
And before we start our program, because I know we're going to start promoting sports and we're going to promote GHS and their activities. How long have you been doing this again? Because I didn't ask you that the last
question. I started in television, radio production and programming in 1979. So in a few months, I'll be 65 and I'll be getting ready to retire. Retire from The Guardian, but not from the media profession.
And that's what I was hinting towards. I wasn't sure if you let the listening audience know that you are pre-retirement and that any minute now, any day, any week, any month now, you will be hanging up your gloves.
No, and transitioning I will never else. Hang up my gloves. All I was doing was allowing a younger person to come in and fill in my spot. I passed on sufficient knowledge and expertise. They could still use me for my networking skills and use me as a resource. So it's not like I'm going anywhere. I'm just allowing somebody else to get in, to some young person to get in and develop themselves.
So will there be anyone from sales who'll be bothering me to say, I need to have this person come up?
That I do not know.
Okay, so I might be free.
Perfect, yeah.
And that means good. That means only April will be able to say, Nuri, I need this booked and come
on. No, but I still be able to come on the radio and talk. But
on whose show?
On whoever show I want, come on.
You see, same thing. Same thing. But you are here today, Paul. This is Paul Fernando, who works in sales at Guardian Media.
I am the Guardian Media Special Projects Coordinator.
Yes. And what are we talking about today? But I know you asked Erin to stay back for something.
Because I was listening to her show and the information she was giving out was so powerful. And we were getting ready to come on and talk. I was changing my hat now as the Government High School Alumni President. I was coming to talk about golf as well as the band extender. But I heard her talking about sports and sloop sailing and sailing. And that intrigued me. And I said, you know, somebody, there's a lot of other Bahamians doing things. As a matter of fact, in archery, top Bahamian archer Leroy Roll, who competes for Trinity Flames Archery, locally captured bronze in Argentina. He has steadily ascended to new heights in archery and continues to make a name for himself locally and abroad. He was happy to receive the medal. He actually mentors my grandson, Marcian Cooper Jr., who attends St. Thomas More, but he's a national 10-year-old champion. So I really feel proud of Leroy, and I hope he does well. And I want him to continue mentoring my grandson so he could one day be able to go to the Olympics and compete in archery.
Right. In March, Leroy, he secured third place in the South American Championships in Brazil.
Right.
Right, in archery. And there's a lot of archery taking place. I read a story about seven archers. Here's the thing about that story. It's like a developmental space. These people are adults, you know. I was so jealous. When I look at the people in the picture, I was like, hold on, I could do this too. I'm not too old. to pick up this sport.
But Trinity Flames, they practice on Saturdays. They haven't started for the fall season yet, but you could go there, and they have all the equipment, and mm-hmm. they'll teach you how to compete in archery.
And parents, are you encouraging your kids to take up a hobby or a sport? Archery develops so many other things than just the physical self, right?
Right, you learn about physics, the trajectory of the arrow, mm-hmm. how to gauge it based on the wind direction. There's so much things you could learn, and it helps you in your studies at school as well.
Mm-hmm. And then you could tell your child, if they're like, I ain't into all of that, you could say, listen, I hear y'all young people talking about read the room, read the room. Well, this is how you learn how to read the room. You got to know which direction the wind blowing from, how hard it blowing, what's in your peripheral vision. It's the same thing, y'all young people, when you say, read the room, baby, read the room. It's the same thing.
Well, that was one thing I wanted to talk about. Yeah. Since you were talking about sports, I didn't want you to leave because I really enjoyed that show. We are here, myself and Norma Fernanda. No relation. She married a Fernanda.
Okay.
She's actually C.A. Nuri's family from Long Island.
Yes.
But she's the chairperson of the Government High School inaugural Royal Blue Golf Tournament. And it's scheduled. I'm going to let her explain what it's all about, and then I'll continue on later on. And so let me introduce Norma Fernanda. This is her first time on radio.
Nice to meet you, Mr. Fernanda.
No applause, no applause, Mr. Production Assistant. Come on, no applause.
Can I start talking to Ms. Fernanda now? Are you still in control of the show?
Go ahead, sir.
Good. Welcome again to the show, Guardian Radio AM, Ms. Fernanda. And you went to GHS.
Yes,
is this
sir.
The GHS or just GHS?
I went to GHS.
Okay, not the GHS, because
no.
Paul Fernanda tends to be different when he speaks about
it. I went to Government High in 1978.
Okay, you're young.
Yeah, 1978, and I graduated in 1981.
Because by that time, Paul already had three children. You know, it's a different time then. Tell me about your experience at GHS, and then we'll move into what's big happening at GHS and your reunion and your planning. Tell me about your experience. How was GHS? I assume this is after the government made so many public schools, all kind of different high schools was opening, right? They renamed like Harold Road School and whatever it is. So GHS was just a regular school then. It wasn't that Ivy League public school.
Well, I beg to differ on that because it was an Ivy League to me.
Mm.
Okay, I enjoyed my years at GHS. We had Mr. Aris Monker, who was our headmaster, and Mr. Neville Wisdom was our senior master.
The minister, or the former minister.
Minister of Sports.
The former minister of sports, mm-hmm. right. And listen here, that school was on top. We were rivals with St. Augustine's. We won its academic. We won sports, track and field. We had championships in volleyball, basketball, softball. We had a thriving drama production
curriculum
there. They produced West Side Story.
Nice.
Okay. You had people like Kenyon MacDonald. Ancient man, he was there while I was there. You know, they were ahead of me. But my years at Government High was exciting.
I'm listening to you. I'm excited to hear the stories because not that Aaron Green is still here, right? Both of us attended private institutions, right? We have memories. And then we have like a stigma where we look at, you're going to public school, right? But when you describe it, it seems as if the public schools was as great, as dynamic as any private institution.
Well, let me step in there. Persons tend not to realize that even though from 1925 to 1974, that Government High had a entrance policy. Later down in the 50s, 60s, it was developed into the common entrance. But the common entrance at that time was a scholarship given by the Ministry of Education. So you could have taken the common entrance and you could have applied for any school and the government would have paid your entrance, your fee for that, for your years there. So, for example, You took this common entrance in 1969. You could apply for St. John's. You could, and you would have been, your tuition would have been paid for St. John's, St. Augustine's, QC, Prince Will. I'm not sure they did it at St. Andrews, but any private school. So they gave about 200 scholarships a year. The only difference was government high school at that time had like 4 science labs. They had a drama department. They had a music department. They had an excellent physical education department. They had some of the best teachers in the country at that time in the government system. So it's not, so when they transitioned from government high school in Poinciana Drive to government high school in Bahama Games Boulevard, some of those same teachers went to government high school. So the caliber of education that was given didn't diminish to that degree where you consider them just any old school. Mm-hmm. Now, the dedication of some of the teachers now for most of the government schools, they vary. Some, you have some government schools where you have teachers that are exceptional, mm-hmm, and then mm-hmm. they have some who just there to get a paycheck. But that's just the nature of humans. So we know for a fact that even though they don't have the common entrance anymore, there's evidence that persons who went to government high school who would have taken, if they had the opportunity to take the common entrance, would have passed the common entrance and attended any institution of their choice and given a full scholarship by the government. And persons, you could name them. There's Dr. Ian Strawn, there's Gershom Major, there's so much other persons that went to government high school post 1974. Mm-hmm. That have made exceptional contributions to the Bahamas. There's Romel Knowles, who's the president of the Bahamas Olympic Association. Mr. Greenslade, who was the commissioner of the police for a few years ago. It's just countless persons that you could name. And I was out of school by that time. Mm-hmm. But I still remember them as government high students when doing functions from 76 to now. So persons always say the government high school or government high school. Government high school is a mindset. Meaning, if you went to government high school and your favorite subject was PE or lunch, you can't say you've been to government high school. You could say you've been to school. Mm-hmm. But you could have been in any era and accepted the free education and excelled after you left school. That means, yes, you went to government high school or you went to a school that gave you a start and you just took advantage of that start. A lot of people go to school and they just flow through because of the social promotion. By others, they really work hard and try and get an education.
Ms. Fernandez, now like 40, 50 years later, and you still want to contribute to government high school. You partnered with Paul Fernando and others, because there's a whole slew of you all.
It's a Absolutely. Government high school alumni.
It's a government high school alumni.
And you still involved with the alumni. What made you say, man, I still want to be a part of this?
I love government high. Okay, and I spent some of great years there. I met lifelong friends there that are still my friends today. So that's my way of giving back. You know, I have good memories there. And, you know, we need to build where we came from.
So now you joined the Alumni Association, and the Alumni Association is having some kind of event soon, some kind of golf tournament. I didn't even know public school people just play golf. See what I did there, Aaron? Oh, I didn't know public school people just play golf. That's for us. that's for us, Aaron.
Before we go there, you know? The Bahamas Golfers Association, and they have a junior program, as a matter of fact, and they're in all of the schools in the Bahamas. As a matter of fact, Eva Hilton has a primary school team, QC has a team.
Marathon constituency has a team.
There's a lot of young golfers in the Bahamas. And that's why when we thought about having a sporting event, we thought of golf, and we spoke to one of our past graduates, Mr. Peter Bridgewater, who owns Open System. He proudly stepped up and sponsored the inaugural Government High School Royal Blue Tournament.
That ain't what they call it on the flyer, Mr. Newry.
What do they call it on the flyer?
They call it GHS, simply the best.
Okay, better than all around.
I don't know
the
all of that.
The best in the West.
There you go.
Let me see that flyer.
Simply the best reunion tournament. That's your
That's the best junior.
Yes.
Simply the best junior. Now, what we're doing is we've partnered with the Flowers Foundation, who's responsible for the 9-hole golf course down there in the Blue Hill Sporting Complex. And we have a 2-day tournament.
Two days of worth of tournament.
Yeah, because it's only 9 holes.
Okay.
It's par 3. And it's a double, it's a 2-team event. I mean, 2 persons per team. And it's best ball. That means both will tee off and the best location, they take the second shot for the best location. So it's going to be a really quick 9 holes for 36 juniors. Flowers Foundation has proudly sponsored all of them.
Uh-huh.
They've also provided us with another $5,000 in funds to purchase trophies and shirts and to be able to have proper seating and snacks and a bag for all of the participants. Mr. Peter Bridgewater has, like I say, proudly sponsored all of the individual trophies as well as a floating trophy. Mr. Flowers will have a trophy named after him as well for the school that has the most participants. So they'll have the Flowers Foundation floating trophy, and we hope Mr. Flowers will be there to present that. Also, the winners of the persons with the lowest score will receive a Kadar Clark Royal Blue Jacket, similar to the Masters jacket.
Yeah.
So we also included that as well.
Now, is the tournament the senior tournament? Is that only
junior?
It's junior.
Oh, so y'all not playing? Y'all seniors not playing golf?
No, this is we are part of the narrative of Mr. Flowers. We're promoting youth in golf. A lot of people have the misconception that golf is a very expensive sport, and that may be true when you reach a certain level. But right now in the Bahamas, if anybody wants to learn how to play golf, they could go to the 9-hole golf course, and there are clubs there, there are balls there. I think it's $15 to utilize the course. The $15 it's very inexpensive.
It's affordable. No,
$15 compared to your typical 9-hole course.
It's $400 to go.
Yes, it's very expensive to play golf. You go to the Royal. Like we initially when we were planning this golf tournament, we had it planned for the Royal Blue Golf Course in Bahama because of the name. Because we wear Royal Blue and their course was named Royal Blue, so we named the tournament the Royal Blue Tournament. And we found out that it's very expensive to have juniors participate. But after discussions with Mr. Flowers and Mr. Sean DeVoe at Everybody Wins and Mr. Kingsley Monroe, who is also a former Government High School alumni, we decided we'll move it to the 9-hole golf course, the par 3 golf course, and take advantage of all of the amenities they have there.
Okay, let's start off with the date so people will know.
Thursday.
Which date is this junior golf tournament?
Saturday, October 5th, and Sunday, October 6th.
That's soon.
So it's over 2 days, yes.
October 5th
and October 6th. 6th.
Okay, that's more than 2-3 weeks, Aaron.
Right,
okay.
We already have our 36 members signed up, so we're looking forward to an exciting 2 days of golf. Like I said, we have the trophies. Apex Awards gave us a really good discount. So we have trophies for first, second, and third, 2 trophies for each one of them in each division. And the divisions are high school, junior high, and primary school students.
Is it too late to sign up now?
We have the 36 participants. The only 36 persons can play on a 2-member team golf course because it's 9 holes, 4 persons per hole.
Okay, and if I just want to watch these great juniors,
it's free to come and watch.
Just walk inside.
Walk inside.
Y'all gonna have any skills like NBA All Star Weekend? They have a skills competition. You have any tricks and skills competition?
Well, we have best ball, and we have lowest score. These are individual trophies apart from the first, second, and third place. I think there's another one as well. I can't remember right now, but when we come back. And we will come back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You still in Florida. You can come. You can come.
We'll bring all that information for you, but we're ready to start, and we're really excited about it.
So you have 36 competitors now signed up to participate.
36 juniors, yes.
Ready to go.
On October 5th or October 6th, a 2-day event.
Right. Right.
Right? And it's going to be located where again?
The Blue Hill Sporting Complex, 9-hole conference course.
And what time does it start exactly so I don't be late?
8:30 a.m. in the morning, because we wanted to be finished by 12 so other persons can have an opportunity to utilize the course.
Yeah. And I think a lot of people, a lot of spectators, you may find them signing up right after your tournament, right, to make sure they could get on the green and enjoy the ball. But when are y'all going to have some adult tournament, man? I have one cousin named Anya Charles who goes to, she's a part of the Flamingo Women's Golf Club, right? And but her, I think her father, my uncle Stephen Mitchell, went to the government high school. I was getting ready to send her to come compete with y'all. When's the next adult golfing event?
Well, in 2025, Government High School will reach the milestone of 100 years.
Okay.
Government High School was established in 1925. And in 2025, we'll have our centennial celebration. And we have a number of things planned. I don't want to really list all of them right now. Mm-hmm. We are thinking about having another golf tournament, which is going to be able to extend to seniors, well, I would say an open division, a ladies division, along with a juniors division. So this particular tournament is to get our feet wet, to work out all the kinks, so we'll be able to decide after this one if we'll have a second annual golf tournament next year, and then we'll include more persons.
But listen, you can't have a Kedar Clark bespoke royal blue jacket and not give it out on the centennial year. I would pretend like I was a DGHS student to try to get one of those jackets,
man.
No, but
you are not. You don't have to be a government high school student or former student to participate.
Okay, that's awesome. That's awesome. All right.
Okay. I thought that the GHS alumni committee was trying to raise funds, but this don't sound like you're all making any money from this.
Well, we are a non-profit organization, and yes, a few funds will be made when you consider that the course has allowed us to bring in persons at a discounted rate. But whenever we make funds that are in excess of expenses, we generally try and send it back to the government high school, present government high school, which is headed by Pavia Rhodes. She's the principal, and the vice principal is Mr. Fritz Grant, who was also a former government high school alumni. So we really try and put as much as we could into government high school. As a matter of fact, we are preparing a Dollars for Scholars promotion starting in January 1st. And we are asking all government high school former classes to present a check to the school on the Friday before our 100th anniversary, which will be April 25th, 2025.
That's a good order, tall order.
I want to ask, does GHS have a wish list, right? Where former students, alumni, parents, community members could tune in and say, oh, you know what, I'm changing out my apartment complex. I got some tables, some chairs that may be of value to them. Does GHS have a wish list we could check out?
Well, the school is open to anybody to visit. As a matter of fact, I'd like to thank the Ministry of Education, headed by Glennis Hannah Martin, who has committed to me in 2022, because the school was in a poor state, and I went to her and I said, listen, we're getting ready to celebrate 100 years, and we don't want to bring former students and to this location and see how deteriorated it is. And she made a commitment to me, and in 2022, 2023, and 2024, the school has renovated considerably. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, she's using it as a model. Also, the Fox Foundation used Government High School as their first swimming pool presentation. So, and then they have an unbelievable agricultural program right now at Government High School. So, Government High School is getting what it needs to get, and I see the hand is up, and I can't talk no more.
No problem, man. We can come back. We got to take a quick commercial break. Wally waving to me. But it's Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nur. We're talking to GHS Alumni Association executives who are here talking about the big things they're planning for their big reunion. 100 years, they claim to be the school. Yeah, but anyway, we come right back.
Oh. Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Are you tired of the same old 5K runs? Want something more? Then get ready for the Chick Charney Challenge City Run on September 28th, starting at Crypto Wild. Test your strength, stamina, and spirit. It takes all of you to dodge, climb, conquer obstacles as you race through the heart of the city. Lace up and get to the Chick Charney Challenge City Run. Register now on our website, chickcharneychurn.com, or on our social media pages. Brought to you by Kalina, Island Yogurt, Advantage Insurance, Art of Graphics, Crypto Wild, and Guardian Radio 96.9.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and we're talking to Paul Fernanda. Miss Fernanda, what's your first name?
Norma Fernanda.
And they're not related. They just happen to be Fernandas.
And she's the chairperson of the inaugural Government High School Alumni Royal Blue Golf Tournament.
Do you play golf, Miss Fernanda?
I used to.
Okay. Yeah. But you understand the sport.
I understand.
I used to call it walking with a stick when I was younger. So I said, what's the fun in this?
You have to acquire a taste for that.
Yeah. Okay. I understand that.
And it's very therapeutic.
Good. Hey, walking is therapeutic. I understand that. Especially if it's on nice, green, fluffy grass, right? I'm just going to remind people, have you, just in case you have a Japanese import car, right, like me, right? There are times you just can't catch Guardian Radio at all, especially in different parts of New Providence. Then we know that the hit spot has partnered with Guardian Radio, and they have offered a discounted price for the entire month of September. It's going to be $80. Actually, $79.99. They give you a penny. We don't have pennies.
Not included.
And Nevada included. So that's an $80 price, special price, especially if you mention Guardian Radio AM. You get this band extender equipment installed in your car, and you're able to hear Guardian Radio AM clear, crisp, right? And it's during the entire month of example. Today, we should have a representative, hopefully, online. Let's make sure she is connected. Wally, did we get to get connected to her? Hi, how you doing?
Good morning.
And you're from the Hitspot?
Yes, I am.
Good. I'm coming to do my Japanese car, and I'm excited about that, right? I want to thank you in advance for the $79.99, this $80 special rate. I'm telling everybody, just mention my show, and you get this discount. That's true, right?
Yes, sir. You can come on down. You have a special going on for 17.5. It's called the Back Thunder. That's the attack that you place at the back of the radio. So you can be able to access the local.
Good. I know the last time when I import my car, I had to pay like $150 to get it. So this $79.99 price is an impressive price, and I'm encouraging people to take advantage of it. And how long is this special running for?
Okay, we're running it from the beginning of the month of September until the end of September. If it's any beyond that, then I guess we will inform the public and let them know that we're running it for the month of September.
So today is the 20th. So how much days of September? 30 days of September? It's 10 more days.
Yeah, 10 more days to go, yeah.
10 more days. And where is the hit spot? Because Aaron and I tend to argue, right? Because I say, is this a hit spot production? He said, no. It's the hit spot. And it's okay.
First of all, hit spot productions is the sound, is the mixtape. That's the same place.
I know.
Yes,
man. I know what I used to listen to when I was in high school. It said, hit spot production.
Yes.
And I say, I go in there to hear that.
That's good.
Yes.
So, okay. Wait, one moment. Miss, it's Clay Sean, right?
Yes, it is.
What's your last name, Clay Sean?
Miss Williams.
Clay Sean Williams, yes. Could you give them an idea of the advantages of having a car with a radio that can listen to local information? Why so important?
It's very important to have the local station, for one. You want to be able to hear your daily news. and be informed of what's going on around you on station. And then sometimes you want to hear the local music. If you're a taxi driver or someone that needs to do tourism in the street, you would want the tourists to get that cultural, you know, down-home music. So that's very important.
And how long does it, how long does it take to install?
It takes about 10 to 15 minutes to have a shot.
That's it?
So it's basically you'll be in and friendly staff to take care of you. And it's run through the
I know HitSpot has, they have a large number of staff members, right? So you never left waiting. There's always someone available to work on you, on your car.
Sorry, go ahead again.
No, I said there's always someone available to work on your car. There's never a long wait.
So besides you, Ms. Williams, who else, could you give a shout out to some of the employees there at the HitSpot and Audio Plus?
Okay. Okay, we have a
Miss Williams, hold on, Miss Williams. You're breaking up a little bit. Maybe change location, get closer.
Okay. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
A little bit better.
Yeah, much
perfect,
better.
Perfect. Okay, could you give those names again for us, please? Again?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, we have our head installer, the member. We have Mr. Knowles.
Mr. Miller and Mr. Knowles?
Yeah, they're the techs. When you come in here, directly as well as put in the back.
Okay, now, what's the name of the person that always ensures that you all have free candy at the cash register?
That's myself, Tiffany Samantha. So, Mr. J,
listen, HitSpot not just going to install your band extender equipment, right? HitSpot is like the SA Boutique. You could go to HitSpot. You could find your fresh shirt for the weekend while your car is equipment is being installed. You can go inside. You can find a fresh pair of shades. You can find a fresh hat, a fresh shirt. Your nice white, man have to have a nice white T-shirt under their fresh shirt. Then you go around the other side and select your mixtape to play in your new system in your car once it's installed. HitSpot is the one spot you need to make before you go home.
But I like to say we really appreciate.
We have speakers, we have amps, we have bedrooms, and we're not able to get the band sponsors. Tell you already, and we also can.
Just before you go, are you going? I'm an interpreter. I speak Chikchani, Dolphin, and Pidgin. They also at holiday times you check out HitSpot for the top choice of electronic and digital toys, music and sort of stereo-related toys. You want to get a little car that have a speaker in it so your shorty boy could be bumping that Bohemian music down the road. That's where you go. They have the best, the best in audio equipment.
That's right.
And that's why it's your choice for band extender equipment and installation during the month of September.
I'd just like to thank you for making time to give us some update on this big special that the HitSpot is having, this $79.99 special, only for the month of September. I have 10 more days now to go there and take advantage of this discount. And to remind everybody, mention Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri and you get this discount.
That's right.
There you go.
Open 9:30 to 5:30 Monday, Saturday.
Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30, you said.
And one more very important thing that I need to mention. There's two locations.
One on Robinson Road?
And you can shop, but you won't be able to have the van expand installed in there.
Okay.
So you have to come to the one on Village Road.
Mm-hmm.
And Soldier Road, yes.
Yeah, Village and Soldier Road. We have Burger King on the light. We have a gas station, Tiger Mart. Opposite Burger King Road, located right in the plaza directly behind the gas station.
And that's where you get a discount in this band extender.
Yes, sir.
Now listen, ma'am. If I stop in at Robinson Road, I could call into Soldier Road and set up my appointment, right?
Oh, yes, you can. You can purchase your band expander there, just mentioned to the Guardian radio station.
Okay.
They'll give you a discount, and when you come in, you can pay to get it installed, and you'll have your discount again.
Okay, so I could buy it at the Robinson Road location,
yes,
but installation only at the Soldier Road location.
That's right.
Well, listen, tell the woman who will sell the hats for $3, I grow out my locks, and I come in for my time. Okay?
Okay, I'll let him know your voice sounds familiar. I think I know what I'm speaking with.
Yes, ma'am.
Alrighty.
Take care. Thank you very much. I enjoy that.
Yes, but it's so, a lot of people don't realize that it's so important to be able to have local radio in your vehicles. You know what I mean? There's this, if there's a bad accident on Shirley Street and you coming up from Blair or one of them, you would want to know in advance that it's a bad, you know,
hold on.
Traffic
is bad. You want to make sure that you're tuned into Morning Blend every morning when they read the traffic report, right? So that's what I try to tune into before I leave home to make sure I'm choosing the right route.
Just at 11 o'clock, you'd be here to listen to C.A. Neary talk foolishness.
Right, not just that, we're in the middle of hurricane season, right? We're in the middle of hurricane season.
I talk about hurricane too.
You want radio in your car so you could stay up to date with the weather reports.
And with the traffic as it is, sometimes you're in traffic for at least an hour. It's good to be current on what's going on in the country. You get your news, you get your weather, you get your sports. You know, I mean, I didn't have one for a little while, and I didn't realize how important it was until I got my band expander installed the other day, and I was like, wow, this is amazing. And then I get a choice of different radio stations. We have Star and Guardian here, but there's a classical station as well, and I just was so excited to be able to just listen to classical music for
y'all. Don't look here.
My radio don't change from Guardian.
Y'all don't.
Say on one
station. I changed between the three.
Y'all don't
Guardian
mess with people.
Star and the classical radio.
Y'all
station.
Don't mess with people who play classical music in the car. You know, they have no time for you. They know where they're going in life. But the most important reason to have local radio in your car is that sometimes on a Saturday you go to your favorite lunch spot. And everybody in New Providence done discovered your favorite lunch spot. And you need to figure out where I can go to get food right now, today, on a Saturday. Well, you can listen to Guardian on a Saturday, where all those businesses and organizations, they pay to have their events promoted. You'll be surprised. You hear what's happening in New Providence by tuning in to local radio.
Well, while I'm up here, there's one thing I have to say that's been on my mind since C.A. Dury started posting it. It's the collapse of the Reinhardt Hotel. I kind of feel bad, really bad about it, because both my sons, that's their great grandmother and great grandfather's hotel. They are this the great grandsons of Mabel Walker and C.R. Walker, and their grandmother was Juliet Barnwell. And she was so committed to the maintenance of trying to keep that hotel in place. But I don't think the power, to me, this is my opinion, people think that it's you just have a building and you could just go there and restore it. Because once a building is over, I think...
100?
No, I think it's 1940 or 1930, there's an actual law that you cannot destroy a building once it's past a certain
age.
Period of time. And so you don't have to restore it or just let it collapse. And that's not good. I think the history of that building was lost to this generation and future generations. I mean, Martin Luther King was there. When Blacks came to the Bahamas, they didn't have a hotel to stay in. They could stay at the Reinhardt Hotel. When prominent Black citizens of the country could not have their wedding receptions at certain hotels in the Bahamas, they went to the Reinhardt Hotel. As a matter of fact, the Progressive Liberal Party, their convention before the 67 election, when the majority rule was established, their convention was at the Reinhardt Hotel. They had a newspaper there, The Voice, that spoke for Black and impoverished Bahamians. There's so much history there. Dr. C.R. Walker, his practice was there. He was one of the few black doctors at the time. They had a pharmacy there. I mean, I don't know. It's so sad. Mm-hmm. I saw it got knocked. I saw it, but I didn't see the collapse, but I saw when they was demolishing it. And I just thought it was such a pity that we have not done more to preserve buildings like that. So that's just something I had to get on my chest.
Well, we're hoping that they retell the story, that we continue to tell the story of the Reinhardt Hotel, its importance to Bohemian history, the Bohemian movement, the movement for change, the movement for equality. And so moving forward, I at least hope that memory continues. We're going to take another commercial break. And we'll be right back with Miss Fernanda. Norma Fernanda. And Mr. Paul Fernanda. They're not related. It just happened to be Fernandez. I didn't know there were so many Fernandes in the Bahamas, right?
How come the Fernandes aren't related, but every Hannah Hasty Tynes is related?
Y'all are one family. Y'all's claim every Hannah and every Hasty.
Fernanda is a marriage name.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are Fernandes from?
Those Fernandes from
South Andres. South Andres? We'll be right back. We're talking to the South Andres Fernandez. We'll be right back.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
When you jump in your Japanese import and you turn the radio on, all you hear is... For the month of September, the HitSpot will install a band extender in your Japanese import for the discounted rate of only $79.99, VAT included. Get your band expander installed today at the HitSpot and listen to
Star 106.5.
Plus, get fresh news and smart talk on
Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas. This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, quality.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green, for joining me. We are talking Government High Alumni Associations. Aaron, usually when you think alumni associations, you think of SAC, right? You normally think about SAC because they tend to have an active alumni. Of course, Queen's College too.
SAC and QC.
And St. John's have an active, active alumni well. Association. So when you see a public school, right?
Who government is so, high school was never a public school.
It's not that's a government that's high school is never
right
public.
Now. No, it's a government high
when
school.
When you see a public school, don't listen to Fernando. When you see a public school so active that their former students come together and say, we belong to a great institution that needs to be celebrated, that they plan to come back and give back to the school, it tells about the legacy of the school itself. Right? It tells about the type of teachers they had, type of students they had, right? That in this alumni association, do you still have, like, what do you call this generation? X, Q? What generation are we in now, Aaron?
The generation
is
alpha now.
No, the alpha?
Right, so you and I are Gen X. Then there's millennials. Mm-hmm. Then there is Gen Z. And they say Gen Y, but they don't really, don't worry, we reach y'all, but y'all don't exist. Gen Z and now Gen Alpha, which is the Turin.
Well, before we move too far left, let's just keep on.
Baby boomers.
Right now.
Baby boomers.
Yeah, he's a baby boomer. Uh-huh. That's a whole different generation.
Yeah, I'm from the 50s, actually. Yes. I was born in 1959.
Go ahead.
I would like to let you all know about two prominent Bohemians that went to government high that graduated. With me in 1981, and they're making huge contributions to society at this point in time. So two of them that I can think of right now Bishop Joseph Smith. He was just installed as the national overseer for the Church of God. Church of God of Prophecy.
I think that's it.
Yes. Just a couple of weeks ago. We have a notable top neurologist, Dr. Charles Ramey. He went to Government High.
He went to Government High?
He graduated in 1981.
You sure?
I am positive.
I sound like a sack man. I know that,
that
name.
Don't try to claim him.
As a matter of fact, in next year, when we celebrate our 100th anniversary, we will, besides the Dollars for Scholars promotion, we will have our third annual Phoenix Awards. And this year, the persons that were nominated to be considered to get a Phoenix Award is Dr. Kevin Bethel, Dr. Herbert Bain, Dr. Brennan Nottage, Mr. Vincent Vanderpool Wallace, Mr. Paul King, Mrs. Gloria Gilbert, Ms. Angela Clare, Dr. Emmanuel Francis, Ms. Camille Johnson, Dr. Robin Roberts, Ms. Minalee Woodside-Hanchel, Mrs. Sheila Culmer, Mr. Neville Wisdom, Mrs. Margaret Hebron McKay, Dr. Barrett McCartney, Dr. Marcus Bethel, Dolores Agatha Francis William, Dr. Nigel Lewis, Francina D. Horton, Lee Darling, Anthony Boozy Roll, Mrs. Dorothy Yearwood, and Dr. Perry Gomez. Mm-hmm. They are some of the persons that are being considered now for the third annual Phoenix Government High School Alumni Phoenix Awards.
I heard a lot of names there, but the one I heard the most is Sheila Culmer. I put it in an odd though. Sheila Culmer. But also, the last time you were here, you talked about the organization of the alumni effort that you were approaching years, right? So or decades or class.
The 100th anniversary.
For the 100th anniversary.
Yes.
How is that going? How have the years or the groupings, how are they pushing forward? Like, is there any particular, like 80s to 90s, 90s to 2000s, which group is making the strongest effort or is doing the most right now?
Well, like I said, Government High School was established in 1925.
Mm-hmm.
Next year, it'll be the 100th anniversary, 2025, April 27th. The school, you got to remember now, you have students that have graduated in 2024. You have persons still around from the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
But the numbers are different.
Yeah.
The ones from the 1950s to the 1980s are less than the ones from the 1990s to the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
So it's proportionate.
Okay.
So we can't just say that the class of 1983, which should have at least a couple hundred persons,
mm-hmm.
and they could contribute more than the person who was in the 1950s, where their class size was probably only 75, and it's only about 50 of them left.
You're right.
So it's proportionate.
All
But I've seen, like, Rupert Roberts graduated in the, I think it's the 40s, or the 50s. And he's made significant contribution to the Government High School alumni. So we have a lot of persons out there that do a lot. Some just do it for their class.
Yeah.
You know, I've Carolyn Johnson has done that on a number of occasions. She just said, Paul, here's a check from the class of so-and-so.
Okay,
yeah. Rather than go to all her fellow classmates and say, listen, give me $2 or 50 cents. She'll just write a check and send it to us and say, this is a contribution for my class.
So what do you all use the money for? I mean, not being slanted. I'm just saying, you collect the money. What is the objective?
Initially, when we first established the Government High School alumni, our main focus at that time was to get a computer system for Government High School. It was costing like $74,000. And we got about $20,000+. And so what we did was we decided to just give the school the money and let them use it for whatever facilities they needed to do. And someone wanted to send something cheeky, I'm saying, get it out your system.
My text is saying that Dr. Charles Ramming and his sister, Lucia Ramming, graduated from the great one and only St. Augustine's College, the big red machine. She's telling you, Mr. Fernando,
no.
Don't do it.
No, Charles Ramming graduated from Government High.
Must be two different Charles Ramming.
Charles Ramming. The neurologist.
Yes.
He was in 12B at Government High School, and he graduated in 1981.
There you go.
So
there you go.
I'm standing 10 toes down on that.
There you go.
Now, the texter followed it up and said, we at SAC can lend them some more doctors if they need them, though. Although they say, no slight on GHS, though. Mm. Many great Bahamians graduated from there. That's what the text is saying.
There are schools.
That text does have
a good reputation of putting out a lot of qualified and capable professionals that contribute greatly to the Bahamas. And they have a little slogan, I think, is some like...
The only one school you go, is at the Bahamas?
No, it's one school, one education. No, there's persons... There are persons who...
Those who went to SAC.
Yeah. And I agree with them, but there are those who did that because they couldn't get government.
That's what it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's what it was.
QC didn't say it, SAC. QC didn't say
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Are the young generations involved inside the Alumni Association?
Well, this is why the Government High School Alumni was reestablished. Actually, it was started, they had an old Scholars Association headed by Sir Gerald Cash in the 40s. And it basically fell apart around the 60s. And because we're getting ready for the 100th anniversary, a group of persons came together and said, you know something, we need a group of people to spearhead the celebration, the centennial celebration. And this out of that became the Government High School Alumni, and we became a nonprofit. And so we're trying to educate some of the former students that have graduated post-76 to what Government High was, what it is, and what it can be, mm-hmm. and to instill in them that they can contribute greatly to the development of continued development of the Bahamas.
So you say it's GHS getting a pool?
The Flowers, well, Government High School had a pool from 1973. It's still located at the University of the Bahamas now. The Flowers Foundation, the Fox Foundation has come up with an initiative to present 20 pools to 20 government schools in the Bahamas. Government High School was chosen as the inaugural school to put it in. It's been the groundbreaking ceremonies were held a few months ago, and hopefully by 2025 the pool will be installed. It's a training pool, so it'll be 4 feet to 7 feet.
Yes. I just want to do a birthday shout-out quickly.
That's no problem.
Yeah, it says, please send a special birthday request to Miss Sonia Lowe Forbes. That's Miss Sonia Lowe Forbes from Farmers Hill Exuma. And she's also a SAC alumni. Just making sure that she's recognized today and saying happy birthday from us here at Guardian Radio.
From QC, from SAC. From Government High, the Government High School, we all say
when
happy birthday.
When a school come on the radio and say this is the best school, of course SAC is going to come out and challenge that.
Listen, Government High School, which was established in 1925, has no reason to try to compete with other schools.
There's only one school in the Bahamas, though.
No, Government High School was not the only school in the Bahamas.
Look where you're going.
Let me explain to you. Government High School was established to educate blacks and women. Mm-hmm. That was the reason why Government High School was founded, and was founded by a group of persons, including R.M. Bailey Sr., mm-hmm. who the school is named after, which Highway High was named R.M. Bailey. That is one of his, because of his contribution to education in the Bahamas, but they were started to, because blacks could not get a high school education. Once you reach a certain level in school, you had to leave. So that's what it's all about.
Ms. Fernanda, I'm going to leave the last word for you. Remind us about the golf tournament, the days, and whatever else.
Okay, the golf tournament would be Saturday, October 5th, and Sunday, October 6th at the Blue Hill Sporting Complex, 9-hole golf course.
Yes, and it's going to be
36 persons have already been signed up, and they're going to be paid for by the Everybody Wins and the Flower Foundation. We'd like to thank Mr. Sean DeVoe of the Everybody Wins, and Mr. Craig Flowers of the Flowers Foundation, and Mr. Peter Bridgewater of Open Systems.
Yes, this has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. Thank you very much, Aaron Green.
And QC Comments.
Okay, QC Comments, so we'll include them inside this conversation. And we, of course, thank you very much to the Alumni Association of GHS. Have a wonderful day.